أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. طه، ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى. تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى. الرحمن على العرش استوى. له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى. وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم امكثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى. فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك فاخلع عليك إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى.
اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعوذ بك من شر نفسي. اللهم ألهمنا وصدقنا. اللهم ارزقنا نورا وبهاء وحكمة وضياء وهدى وتقى وعفة وعفاف وغيره. اللهم ارزقنا نور العلم وبهاء العلم وحكمة العلم وبصيرة العلم والعمل بما نعلم وبركة العلم ورحمة العلم والقرب إليك يا رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تملا خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بعدد من صلى وقام وبعدد ما صلت عليه الأنام وبعدد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان وبعدد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن وبعدد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. وما توفيقي إلا بالله، إليه توكلت وإليه أنبت وإليه المصير، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. أما بعد، إن شاء الله I said yesterday, what is the messages we gain from Surah Yunus? And also, let me remind you by something very important. And please forgive me if sometimes my wording is too tough or harsh. I believe something. If we receiving knowledge and do not at least make a think about it, or we sit down and really try to contemplate and try to see if my life is changing or not, or at least I make a list of the changes should be happening in my life. And honest to Allah, I have to tell you something. If I'm talking to an audience and the audience is quiet, the audience is in big trouble. Why? Because if you sincere what you hear, you will give me a lot of question. Because once you take this knowledge and try to implement it in your life, you will come with a lot of question. You will come with a lot of situation has to be answered. By this way, if you do not give me a question and situation to be answered, where are you? Are you really thinking about what you're receiving? Are you really start watching the tapes or reading the books you're receiving? Or at least reading the introduction and reading the index by this way you know what you're having? Do you really make an effort to see how you're gaining your time? Do you really try to save your time and guard your time? Do you really try to think about death? Because believe it or not, sometimes if you think about it, some of the companions have only one verse or two verse, and they go to the path of Allah, and they never get anything else. But they live as a complete Muslim with two verse. Is that how much we accumulate? I have many people who come to me and want knowledge, knowledge, knowledge. But they never want to change. What's the benefit of knowledge that will not knowledge will not benefit me? Imagine you are young. I teach you, don't touch the fire. Fire will burn your hand. If you go to the store and put your finger in fire, you're really nuts. Similar to us, we're supposed to be a Muslim. Many things can lead us to hellfire. If I do the things it lead me to hellfire, something wrong with me. But it's why I want you to analyze yourself. Because today, one of our main diseases will point a finger. The wife complain about the husband complain about the wife, the kids complain about the parents complain about the kids. No, it's not Islam. Each person start be completely responsible. Everybody has to be responsible and say, I'm responsible. I have to develop my own personality. I have to decide what I'm planning to do. Don't worry about other men. You have to develop yourself first. Is this understood or not? By this way, if I see you quiet and not ask me questions, you are in trouble. Forget about me. And also, honest to Allah, you are a liar. Because I see people, for years, they come and go. Upstate New York, Allah be witness, I have halaqa like this for 12 years. 12 years continuous, every single week, not missing even 1 week. Every single week, sometimes twice a week, sometimes 3 times a week. And let me tell you something honest to Allah. One man is from Bishara. He used to do a lot of da'wah in this area. Do you know what he tell me? He tell me Brother Ahmed, he was leaving. He's spending a lot of time in America and he was leaving. He said, don't make an effort with them. They are a bunch of hypocrites. I said, don't say that. He said, I did my effort and I'm telling you. He left. I was very upset. I said, who he is? I have to make an effort. I swear to Allah, in 12 years, no doubt of different. Is this not scary? One of the women, she teach teaching Quran to her or to Khalifa. She teaching Quran, she doesn't believe in hijab. She doesn't believe in hijab at all. She always with jeans and a t-shirt, but she teaching Quran. She went to Umrah. She listened to all most of my message. A lot of these people do mischief with Quran too. But so please, don't do that. Be honest inside. There's no time to play game. There's no time to play game. Sometimes when I used to look, the Muslim coming in here from Europe and American Muslim, what's the difference? Do you know what's the difference? The speed. The speed. Our life is so fast, more than any place on earth. And our life full of money, more than any place on earth. And our soul getting so dirty, more than any place on earth. I challenge you, go to any European bookstore, Islamic bookstore, and look to the amount of Europeans who embrace Islam and wrote beautiful books. They study Arabic. They become master in Arabic, master in Quran, master in everything, and start even translating books in the market. The most, best, beautiful Muslim book you can find comes from Europe, not from America. America is very poor. Now, what's the difference between American Muslim and European Muslim? It begged me in my heart. For many, many years, I looked. You know what I find? I came with only one word. Truthfulness. Truthfulness. We love to argue. We love to point finger, but we're not doing. Do you know what's the sign of that? A lie. I meet you after 2 years, I meet you after 3 years, I meet you after 5 years, same sentence in your tongue. No change. And I said to myself, how a person for 5 years, 7 years, no change? The same identical wording, I can report your wording, and I can meet you after 5 years, the same garbage. And I said, subhanAllah, is this people do not see? They so blind? And I found the price. We're not embracing Islam, really embracing Islam. You find out that Islam is embracing Islam for somebody, for a job, for money, for a person. And this is why our Islam is not developed. Because I believe you embrace Islam, you have to be developed. You have to. Islam develop you. Develop you inside, out. Look at the amount of Imam in America. Beautiful Imam. And you cannot even recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Is this not crazy? And for 20 years, 25 years Imam, and he cannot recite Surah Al-Fatiha. Zihu Makkah and Medina, and you cannot recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And I get it. Do you know what is it? When you lie, Allah keeps you lying in your own action. When you are a liar, Allah keeps the sign of your own lie in your own action. Imagine you go to Egypt, you go to Saudi Arabia, you have all this lecture, you have all this, and you cannot recite Surah Al-Fatiha, and you said, my tongue is heavy? No way. No way. It's not your tongue is heavy, it's your heart is dirty. Because I meet people from Japan, from different countries, with their tongue supposed to be completely the opposite of our Arabic country, and they can do it. Why the other people can do it and you cannot do it? And even when you seek Islam, you're not seeking Islam. You may believe. This is why you're not going anywhere. And this is why I said, please, today, really honest to Allah, start being honest. Because you cannot go anywhere. If you're not honest to Allah, nobody can benefit you. No lecture can benefit you. No teams can benefit you. No books can benefit you. And the evidence of that, I will give you books. I will give you teams, and you do not watch. And you do not read it. And you do not do anything about it. Because if you're hungry, now you have no excuse. Because it's sickness. A sickness in the heart. And also something before I forget. Honest to Allah. Our Muslim sisters, us, our Muslim today, we love to organize. We love to lose our time. If you look to any Muslim family, you find out the mother running like chicken without head, the kids running like not even chicken, and the house in a mess, and the mother lose all her energy and time, and the day is gone. Do you know why? I know why. The mother is a mushrik. The mother is associated with Allah. The mother worship her own kids. The mother do not worship Allah. The mother have no love of Allah. The mother have no respect of Allah. The mother have no fear of Allah. You know why? Because all she worry about kids, 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 kids. Do you have any agenda for Allah? Tell me. If you die tonight, what do you want to say? And before you know it, use the one you're spoiling your own kids. Use the one you're destroying. Use the one you're running after them. Use the one you give them have no responsibility. Use the one acting like a man day and night. And the end of life you're complaining about them. Why you do that? Why do you not organize your kids and give them a sports session? You, go wash your own tomorrow. You, do that. You, to take care about this. And every person in any given time has a duty. Young or old. And now, the house is organized, you organized, and now you have time, and they have time. But tell me again, honest, who among you can raise your hand and say, I'm organized woman? I really know how to organize my time. My house is organized. My kids know exactly what to do in what time. And everybody has a job in certain time. I do not have to yell and scream like an animal. I do not have to beat up. Is anyone there to raise their hand and say yes? Reality. All my life, I don't see any woman, a Muslim woman organized. None. Because start the organization with your heart, with your goal. If my goal for Allah, that's it. Come on, my dude, what are you doing? Go wash your clothes. I cannot wash your clothes, I have no time for that. You wash your own clothes, piece by piece. Do you know anybody come close to me? I kill them. You do not have to go to the laundry, man. You do not need to go to the laundry maybe once a week, once every 2 weeks, only for the major pieces. Your underwear, your socks, your whatever, your nightgown, this can be washed in 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And you put it. You see this? I wear it every day, man. Because once I go, I took a shower, and before I took a shower, I wash it, I put it outside. And even I have no place, I put it in the fireplace. And by the following day, when the light is dry, it's ironed and finished. One time in my life, I have only one jet bag. I use it daily. And I can literally spend it at any given time, it's so clean. Why? I wash it every day, sometimes I wash it twice a day. It's wash, dry, wear. Wash, dry, wear. Why would I come close to a sister or a Muslim brother this day? Why? Why we stink? Why we so dirty? Is this also you can complain about your family? No, because you dirty. You stink. Because if you have a relationship with your Allah, you will discover you need to be clean. Angel like to be clean. Angel do not come in close to a dirty person, physically or emotionally. This is very important. What's a big deal if we don't talk about Quran and you have no time? You have to put things on, in the places, each everything in the right place. I meet young girls, they do not know what to do. Why? Because the mother always do everything for them. If you do everything for your kids, what do you know how to do? I started cooking when I was 5 years old. Cooking. And I have many, many sisters, but older than me. My mother used to love my cooking more than my sister. Why? I was clean. But you see responsibility. Responsibility is very important. beating your children, you are the criminal one. If you tell me that I'm beating your children, I'm beating. I did not beat you. Because you're the one, not your children. Because you're the one who generated them. You're the one who created them this way. You're the one who gave them the bad habit. Now the question, if I do not have it, how I have it? Very simple. I have to learn. I have to learn how to organize my time. I have to think about my goal in life. And every day I set a goal. What I'm planning to do today? How I gave my day? My children, this everybody already needs to do. Okay, let's be realistic now. What about if my children is my bad children? Because now we have all this bad habit over 20, 30 years. Can it be changed overnight? No way. But at least start. And the first time, I will give you advice from Allah. You sit down, you make a meeting with your family, and cry to Allah in front of them, and say, I'm a bad mother. I'm dirty mother. I'm not organized mother. I'm not clean mother. I'm not like a wrong mother. Please forgive me. But let's learn together how to be a good mother, how to be a good children. There's many beautiful Islamic books. I give you some of them. Upbringing the children. This book, believe me, is very enough for you. How many of you are giving this book and already read it? But we love it. When the time I give books, everybody wants books. But after that, you put the books away. I give things to everybody who wants it, but nobody wants much. This is sickness. Do you know what it means? In the front of Allah, I will take you in the front of Allah and say, Allah, I did my job. What you did. And after 2, 3 months, 6 months, you meet the person, you find the same lie over and over again. The same lie, identical. I have no time. You're a liar. You have 7, 12, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what must happen? The difference is your priority. The difference is your organization. Who make your house stink? Is the government make your house stink? Is the government make your body stink? Who make it stink? Who make you dirty? Don't let it grow up. We have to stop it. We have to look at ourselves and say, I'm the guilty one first. If every Muslim today said, I'm the guilty one, this that would be our condition. And please be honest to your own family. Don't lie, say the truth. I do not have it, I do not have the quality. Don't look at me, I'm a bad example. But let's study together. How many of you have upbringing the children? A book I distributed to many people. How many of you have upbringing the children? You do not have a sister? None of you have it? Okay. How many of you read it or read some chapter? Please don't wait. It's a very beautiful book. What's that? SubhanAllah. Allah knows. I'm planning to get more. No problem. Because this book is a very beautiful book. Minus 4. Please, you see, what's the big deal if we keep talking but no action? Please, stop it. Always talk about each one of us, stop it. And we love to come in a meeting and just raise our hand with all kind of questions and make believe. And notes, notes. You know what I find from my experience? Women or men who say they do all kind of questions, give me notes, they are the most liar people. They do that, and you go back, and you meet him after 1 month, 2 months, no different. Just make believe. I'm the most active one. Who are you cheating? If you're taking all these notes, if you're posing out all this question, how will it ever fall out? How will it ever affect your life? How? Did you ever ask yourself that? Why are you not consistent about anything? Tell me, how? Believe me, I learn. If I deal with a Muslim tell me something, I will not forget it. I will not believe you. I'm telling you, I made it 2, 3 times, running after it, and really show complete consistency, now I know you are honest.
Another was, I have it all my life. I have beautiful talk, but no action. I never believe for a moment I'm alive. Why? I believe in action, I do not believe in talk. You give me action, I believe you. You give me all this sweet talk, look for somebody else rather than me. Play the game with somebody else. You want to play a game? Go. I have no time for games. By this way, please, my brother and sister in Islam, time is short. And the call is a call of honesty, call of truth, call of sincerity. Yesterday, I had a meeting with one brother, beautiful brother, inshallah. And he watched certain tapes, I called them after September 11th. It's 10 tapes. I tell him, what do you get? What's the message you get? He said, I received him. I said, okay, what's the message you get? He said, if I'm not sincere, I'm in big trouble. I said, you get it. If I'm not sincere, I'm in big trouble. You know, if you choose Islam, if you really take all the knowledge of Islam and choose it, you will come to one word, sincerity. No action will be accepted by Allah unless it is sincere to Allah. And what is to Allah today? You know what our problem is? Lack of sincerity. We're too far from the word sincerity. What's the opposite of sincerity? Lying, cheating, make believe. And I saw it. In any Islamic gathering, we become, mashallah, a show for each other. We love to show off. It's almost funny. See me, I'm so and so. But once it's done, I'm a completely different person. Why we do that? Especially in Ramadan, any event. The thing is finished. By this way, be careful. When you sit in a gathering like that, unless you have honesty and truthfulness and sincerity, you're not going to receive anything except a curse from Allah. If you receive the word of Allah and you still lie inside of yourself, you will gain a curse from Allah. You will gain the anger of Allah. Because you should be sitting with the intention to receive compensation, whatever the word is, and think about it, wonder about it, have an intention to live it, have an intention to convey it. And this is actually about Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, he did a tiny mistake. Tiny mistake. What's a mistake? What's that? Say it again?
He left his people with anger.
Anybody else?
Without Allah's command.
What else?
Patience. Sabr.
I learned the basic. Something he did causing all this action.
You can do that as a powerful message.
Something he did. All of us doing it in heaven today. But we're doing it much greater and now. Something he did, he generated all the sins, which is a tiny one. What Allah did to do? To global people, Allah gave him a certain command. Go convey the message to a certain village. Right? But what he did, he said, this people is no good. That's what Yunus alayhi salam said. This people is not good. They will not receive the message.
He's not good.
I always say to people today, get away from judgment. Judge belongs to Allah. Number one, get away from judgment. Get away from judgment. Number two, you have a job to do. What will happen is not your business.
But you have to convey the message. Can you convey the message? Have any fear, positive or negative? I have to believe Allah is a doer. If Allah accept me, Allah will prove it. Because I only can talk, but Allah is a doer. If I believe, my talk will do, I'm finished. Do you see the beginning of the problem? He has a job, finished. I must live to Allah, I have a job to do. And look what Allah did. Do you know what Allah did? He did something Allah never did with any big nation. Allah made a whole village of Muslim without a messenger. Just to teach us, I can do it, you do not, I do not need you. According to the tafsir, the people when they heard the messenger is supposed to come and he did not show up, they know what is coming. They know at this time the sunnah of Allah, a messenger comes, gives a message, people do not listen, Allah will show the village. Finished. But so what he did, they go, all of them, elder, young, children, infant, everybody, get up and keep crying to Allah all of them. Another one happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives all of them guidance and he gives them a lot of blessing and just because to teach us and mankind and positive judgment. You have a job to do. Don't even judge. Very important. Some people who know me, they said, okay, now you're contradicting your word. You talk about the people you're giving down, somebody said about them. And you talk about us, we're not honest, we're not doing such and such. What's the difference? Oh, the difference is here, you do. According to Islamic understanding, what you're doing and what you're hearing should reflect in you. But let me tell you honest. What I'm saying, part of it is true. The another part, I do not know what's cooking in your heart. I do not know what's cooking in your brain. I do not know what's cooking in your soul. It's almost like one person who said it so beautifully. The inviter to Allah like a farmer. I'm putting a seed. Is the seed you put it outside the earth or inside the earth? Come on, talk to me.
Inside.
For how long? Allah knows. How deep? Allah knows, because you can put it in 2-3 feet or 1 feet or whatever, and the rain comes, build it more down. Do we know what's going on in the sea? No. Do we know how it will grow? No. Can we take care about it? Not really. It's almost like a baby. And this is another sickness in the Ummah today. If the woman has a baby, you go to the hospital every week or every 2 weeks, or you do not go, can they do anything? No. The woman in Africa, the woman in Japan, the woman in Malaysia, the woman in America, who take care about the baby? Allah. You go after 1 month, you miss an appointment, you do not miss an appointment, not a big deal. I know a woman, she just delivered a baby, this woman she has a disease. I forget the name of it. The disease is she cannot eat. She was very young when she was young, she feels she's pretty, and she doesn't want to gain weight. And she's scared of eating. What's that? Whatever you say, I cannot pronounce it. You know it much better than me. Anyway, she cannot eat, she'd be in the hospital for many months. And she just delivered a whole, full, beautiful baby. By the way, we are still in the topic, but I'm going to dress real quick. Do you know my friend Aaron? The more bigger you are, the smaller baby you have. And the more thinner, the more bigger the baby you have. Do you know why? Any of you can tell me why? I give her a gift. It's done with biology. It has to do with the sequence of having the baby in the room. Go ahead.
Even the person is a very metabolism, the maximum eat little.
they never write friends and peace for the right purpose. But the bigger people, they metabolize slower and they have more on their body than
that's it. But something else was always confuses was a meal. Tell me now, from the time the baby discovered you have a baby, you are pregnant, to the 4 months, how big is the baby in your body? What is it? It's not even a baby, it's a clot. But for 4 months, you have a clot. But our Muslim woman, once he announced she is pregnant, mashallah, get super rat, short rat, get Zarabatma, get all the grocery, let's feed her, boom! And before you know it, the first 3 months, we have a baby elephant. And now, in the first 4 months, she gave 30, 40, 50 pounds. Who's using all this pound? She does, not the baby. She doesn't need none of that. And now the baby start developing. Every time you eat, 80% go to your body, 20% go to the poor baby. You see how it goes? Because now your body like a tree. The more bigger you are, the more your body needs. By this way, don't ever forget that in teaching your own children. Because mashallah, our children, when they are single, they are skinny, they are nice. Once they get one baby, two baby, boom! Genetic woman. Become all of a sudden 50, 60 pounds more. Who do that? Us. Only a Muslim woman. Why? Oh my baby, eat. You have to feed yourself. You have to feed your baby. And day and night, boom, 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 boom. Like an eating machine. Why do we do that? This ignorant. Because actually, the first 4 months, you need a very light food. You need a very light food without no carbohydrate. You do not need it. You need to keep your body slim the maximum you can. Why? By this way, you're not overweighted for nothing. Now, after 4 months, meaning half of the time is gone, now you start eating. Now you're developing the baby. Now, when you come to the end, no more carbohydrate, no more sugar, and more fish, more nuts, by this way, developing the brain and the nerve system of the baby. And the all the time you try to get more milk and more calcium. That's it. By this way, you can have a baby, and from the beginning to the end, you gain only 30 pounds. Finished. You don't need to gain 80 pounds or 100 pounds. Why? Unless what is a zoo and said, elephant, I'm your sister. And that's it. Don't do that. And don't teach your children that. And similar for our sister. If you are a young girl and you keep feeding your kids before you know it, they gain weight above the amount of body they can have. And the skin cannot take it. Now what happened? The skin cracks. And now we have what they call it. The stretch mark, whatever. Why? Because we are like a union. We gain weight, we lose weight. We gain weight, we lose weight. We gain weight, we lose weight. Why we do that? Because we're not stable. And we're not learning what we're doing. Please, Islam is so beautiful. Learn what you're doing. Ask questions. It's a very small topic, but very important. For your own self. We're still in Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, he felt in his heart, this village is not worth it. And he decided to go to another village. And he knows the story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in the belly of the whale. By the way, for Christian, people who are in a school or college, is a very beautiful debate you can give them. What is the debate? Isa alayhi salam in the Bible, when the disciple came to him and they asked him, Oh Jesus, give us a sign. You claim you are a prophet, give us a sign. What he said? He says the sign of Jesus is a sign of Jonah. Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale. Shall be the Son of Man, the Son of God will be there. And by the way, Son of God in Hebrew doesn't mean the Son of God the way everybody thinks. Son of God in Hebrew means the one belonged to. Any one of us is a Son of God. In Hebrew at this time, Son of God is somebody belonged to. You know, like in Italian mafia, they say Godfather, he's not God. He's like the guardian. You see, similar in Hebrew language, in the old time, Son of God meaning the one belonged to God. The one appointed by God. That's it. The one guided by God. But I always hate the word God. By the way, when you do da'wah, don't use the word God. And don't use the word Allah. And don't mention Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What you do, mention the Creator. The Creator said, the Creator do. Why? We're talking to people that are not Muslim. If you say God, we have a notion in mind today. I have my God, you have your God. Everybody happy with his God. That's why you already have a conflict. And if you say Allah, if you are educated Christian, they will hate your gods. Because you have misunderstanding about Allah. And if you are not educated Christian, and you are ignorant people, they have misunderstanding about Allah, and they will hate your gods anyway. That's why, why you do not use a common ground? What's a common ground? Creator. I believe in the Creator. Do you believe in the Creator? And then all you're talking about only one thing, the Creator. Do yourself a favor, the Creator. What about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Don't open all this topic. Don't open the topic of polygamy, the topic of divorce, the topic of this, the topic of that. Why? This is all you believe. If us as a Muslim today we cannot take it, we want them to understand it. Focus on the message. You have a message. You won't give da'wah today. Talk about Allah as a creator. Talk about death. Talk about life after death. Talk about how life is very small. Focus in the message. Like one day I was in a church and people asked me to make a session. I make a session. And when I finish, they ask me a question and answer. And the first question was polygamy. And about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Aisha, when she was young. And then right away I was a person. He's a Christian Egyptian. Why is he asking this question now? We're talking about the message. For Balbala, for Ansarta, to make sure people will get away from the message. I ask him, if you have a book, and this book you do not believe in the Quran, you do not believe in the book, why do you worry about what's inside? It doesn't make sense. I tell them, if you close the church, keep it me up until I die to prove which is the message is correct, you have correct right. But we should be now worried about only one part. Is this a true message or not? If it's not a true message, you give me your message. And if it's a true message, you try to find out what is really authentic message or not. But what inside is not your business now. Because once you dig inside, meaning you are arrogant, you try to find out if it will fit you or not. If you like it or not. This is a revelation. Either true or false. If it's false, finished. If it's true, you have to obey. How are you going to like and dislike? And we as a Muslim today, we get trapped in the same thing. And mashallah, we feel we did a good job. No, we did not do a good job. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people came to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, this woman, she claims she's a Muslim, but we believe she's not a Muslim. And she was an old woman. He said, burn her to me. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da'wah, and look at her da'wah. He said, poor woman, which is better woman, very simple woman. He said, who's above? She said, the Creator, Allah. He said, who am I? She said, Rasulullah. He said, go. Finished. We We love to complicate things. And we love to argue. And become so arrogant and we think we do a good job. No. You try to pleasing your own arrogance. Because if you are merciful and kind, if you try to be merciful and follow the teaching of Rasulullah, you should make it a dent in your door. You should make it sure you have an agenda in your heart. What is your agenda? How is this people to get closer to Allah? How many of us, when we go give da'wah to the Muslim, we take gift with us? We take some food, some sweet, something for them to eat. Tell me, how many of you do that? In college or a Christian place or whatever. How many of us show them our generosity and our kindness? You want to burn the media? Every one of us can burn the media, all of them. You don't have to burn nobody. You have to be generous and kind. That's it. You have to be clean and neat. You have to keep your word. You have to drive carefully. You have to drive with manner. Somebody cut you off, let him go. Somebody take your parking lot, don't worry about it. Don't go to store and drive people nuts. I say among us, Ya Allah, if I'm the owner, I beat you up. We have to go to small store, ask him for something for $2-3, and we drive the person nuts. And we think it's my right. Is it right? Is it right to be a pain? Is it right to keep good asking all kinds of things? I have no manner, no consideration, who's standing in the line? We so blind, and we only think about ourselves, like I said yesterday. And we think we are good. No, we not. Because if we're good, we have consideration, we have generosity, we have kindness, we are clean, we are organized, we are people with a goal, we have a goal, we have a mission, we have a job, and we have no time. Really? If you tell me you have no, you have a lot of time and you don't know what to do, you are really wasted. A Muslim has no time. If you read a little bit of Quran, little bit of Hadith, you do da'wah, you call on people, you try to learn, you try to teach, you try to do that, you try to do a good deed, you have no time. You have no time. You try to visit the saint, you try to see who is a widow or has a problem in the area, you have no time. Anybody else send me what's the message we gave from yesterday? Or from the end of Surah Yunus? What's that?
Believe with no doubt.
Believe with no doubt. Actually, this is a whole mental point. Believe without no doubt. And if you believe without no doubt, you do your job and that's it. Can I keep thinking about it? What's he going to say? What's he going to do? What word will be? What? Da'wah to Allah, people do not know da'wah to Allah. Can I prepare what I'm going to say? Can I prepare what? Do I check the unseen and I find out this word is for you today? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The moment you do that, your da'wah is gone. I remember almost now 15 years ago. I have a beautiful brother. Beautiful brother. He's the first brother I told you about it. He was really my brother in Islam. He's the only one who was my brother in Islam. His name is Jamal Suwari. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in him and his family. He's from Malaysia. This man was like my shadow for 2 years. And I used to ask him a question. Because when somebody loves you, you can trust his opinion. But he has to love you for Allah. Because today we love to contradict each other and give command against each other, not for anything except our sickness. But if we're honest, we give and advise to each other for Allah. Do you know what he told me? He told me, Brother Ahmed, when you give a speech from paper, it doesn't reach me. When you prepare a topic and you give a session and you have a paper in front of you, it doesn't work. But when you talk from your heart, I can feel it. Please, do whatever you want, but don't talk from a paper. It's so empty. And I believe it. I saw it in my life. And even I find out every time I prepare a session with a preparation of a paper, I always end up saying everything else is different. And I said, SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. By this way, those who think, give me steps to da'wah, I have a tips about da'wah. And the whole tips about da'wah is unite your heart to Allah. Because if you unite your heart to Allah, who can give you wisdom? Allah. Who can tell you what you say? Allah. Who can unite the heart of people to you? Allah. Who can let people listen to you? Allah. But you have to be honest between you and Allah. You can be not be a liar and make believe and do it. No, it doesn't work. You have to be always inside, always outside, connect your heart to Allah. Allah give you the power. Allah open the heart of people for you. Allah unites the hearts of people for you. It's only from Allah. Can I unite it? I can. Can I set it up? I can. Can you prepare? You can. You want to prepare? Prepare the relationship between you and Allah. Prepare the honesty and integrity between you and Allah. This is what you prepare. Allah does the rest for you. If you don't believe me, look. Is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared the message? No. Who prepared? Allah. Who put together Yunus alayhi wa sallam and give us the topic of Yunus? Allah. Insha'Allah, in the near future, not now, those who are really interested in the da'wah to Allah, honest to Allah, I have three tips about da'wah to Allah. It takes you to all understanding of da'wah. And again, it's not the way you think. It's not a book you would sit down, write the pieces, and that's it. I can give you now the summary of the three tips. The summary of the three tips, be a Muslim. That's it. Be an honest Muslim. Allah will open da'wah for you. Ache for Islam. Love Allah, love Islam more than anybody else. Allah will open for you. You cannot do da'wah and your heart is connected to your children or connected to anybody. Doesn't mean you cannot do your duty, but today you're not doing duty to anybody. Because if you do your duty to your children will not be in a mess you have. And don't blame your husband, don't blame nobody, don't blame your wife. Each one of us responsible. Do yourself a favor and start pointing finger. Because if you die tonight, you will never dare to say to Allah, oh, by my husband, oh, by my wife, Allah will tell you what you do. We stopped yesterday, and now we go to 103. Surah Yunus 103. Actually, believe it or not, 102, 103. 102, 103. What happened to the camera man? Okay. You have no backup camera man? Corresponding. Go ahead.
Can they expect anything but what the people before them had known? Say, then wait, I am waiting with you. Thus do we deliver our apostles and those who believe. As a matter of duty, we save the believers. Say, O men, if you have doubt about my faith, then know, I do not worship those you worship apart from Allah, but I worship Allah who makes you die, and I am commanded to be a believer.
If you look at these verses now from now on until the end, there's a very, very crucial message from now on. What's the message in here? Who Allah will save in the time of the torture of Allah? Meaning, if any tutsha coming by people, by any way, is a tutsha from Allah. Now, if you want to save yourself in a tutsha from Allah, what you do, Allah tell you exactly who Allah would save. And very soon, we will come to it inshallah maybe today. Very clear who Allah will save in the time of torture, in this life and hereafter. And these people have two qualities. They believe in Allah and they are propagating the message. That's it. If you do not believe in Allah, propagating the message, you will not be among those who will be saved. You cannot. And I will prove it to you from Quran. Okay? Now let's go to 104. To 109. 104 to 109.
I read 104, so do you want to start with 105?
That's okay. Go ahead.
And to set my face toward the way as one upright, and not be one of those who associate others with God, and not to invoke any other God who can neither help nor hurt me, nor if I do, I would surely be unjust. Should Allah bring you harm, there is none but He who can deliver you from it. And if He wish you good, there is none who can take away His blessing. He showers them on those of His creatures as He pleases, and He is forgiving and kind. Say, O men, the truth has come to you from your God. So he who follows the right path does so for himself. And he who goes astray errs against himself. Am I not a guardian over you? Follow what is revealed to you and persist until Allah pronounces judgment, for He is the best of all judges.
Did you hear it or not? Do you get the message? Do you see how the message about only the believer of Allah would save them? And again, how to worship Allah only, how not to imitate our parents, and how to be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how to not worry about what would benefit us, what harm in us, because only Allah knows what harm and what benefit. Now, if you go until the end, did you go until the end of the sister?
Yes.
Oh, you did. If I read this, and I really read it with my heart, what did it do to me? Anybody tell me? Please think about it and tell me, what did it do to me?
What's the question?
When you hear these verses, until the end, until 109, what did it come in your heart? What did it benefit you? What's the message coming in your heart?
I should believe that no one other than Allah can harm or benefit.
MashaAllah.
I believe that Allah does not like to force anybody to accept Islam. It's up to us.
MashaAllah.
Either to accept it or...
That's it. Very important. What it mean? When you deal with your husband, when you deal with your wife, when you deal with your kids, when you deal with your neighbors, nothing you can do. There's a huge difference between teaching them, set the role model, and running like chicken without help after them in a room, try to let them pray. No. It doesn't work. This is not tarbiyah. They will do it only for you, and they will never be a Muslim. But you have to try to give them the message. And after that, you will see it in the front of your eyes. You will see different daughter and different son, different heart. Different everything, and nothing he can do. And this is the message of Allah. Can you change your own kids? You cannot. Can you choose who's what? You cannot. Why Allah gave us the story of Nuh alayhi salam? We have a glimpse about the story of Nuh. About the story of Nuh. Can Nuh alayhi salam change his own son? He can. Why? But you do not run like chicken without head, having bad manner, have no Islam in your heart, have no Iman, and say, my kids is no good. No, because you are no good. But if you do your job, if you are honest to Allah, Allah unites the kids for you. And if not, you did your job. Can I be completely paralyzed by my own kids? I will be finished. Can I be paralyzed by my wife? or whatever, or my husband, I will be finished. Because in the beginning and in the end, I'm a slave to Allah. I'm accountable of my action. He's accountable of his action. She's accountable of her action. My kids accountable of their action. My job is to be something to the model, give them the environment, give them the advice, give them the Islamic mean, and after that, in the hand of Allah. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. The way we're giving da'wah even to our kids today is actually we make them our true Islam. And we think we do wrong. And all the worry about it, reciting Surah Al-Fatiha, reciting a couple of surah, and they have no iman in their heart. I'm against that completely. Iman has to be developed. But it's what you do for Allah, you don't do it for me. And look at that, in the last verse, 1:9. If you read it carefully, and follow what Allah revealed to you, and be patient, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained unto the hukm wa huwa khayrul hakimin. Do you see that? Why? We said, what's the time of the revelation? The time was tough. Do you know, according to some report, imagine this Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inviting people to Islam day and night, for 9 years, and only 35 converts to Islam. Only 35 verses Islam in 9 years, day and night. You do your own formula. Every year, 365 days. 365 times 9. And he's doing down one like us, day and night. And only less than 50 people, according to different report. The ultimate report is above 80. Let's say even 100, which is not true, but say 100. 109 years? Meaning how many percentage now per year? And every year of 365 days. You do the calculation and come with a number. And this is a prophet of Allah, the most beloved creation unto Allah. Angel Jibreel with him, Allah supporting him for 9 years. What's the message? Be patient. Be patient. I can do da'wah, and Allah accepted someplace else. It's not my job. You remember this place I gave you? 12 years I do da'wah. I have no one single person following me, or even receive the da'wah. For 12 years. But for a job, Allah knows. I have to do the job. Who will listen? Who will do? It's not my business. I have to convey, I have to support the rest of my care. This is my job. What you're going to do is your job. And tawfiq in the hand of Allah. The ability in the hand of Allah. Is this understood? Now again, don't ever forget. All this chapter is redeemed in a very time of hardship. By this way, I believe without no doubt, if you read the surahs and you read, contemplate about it toward our time, you will find it a lot of similarity. Because the sunnah of Allah is the same. Don't ever say it's different. No. Now that's what's not good. And again in Surah Yunus, Allah gave us a glimpse about the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And you find out, always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a message to all this, is always messenger and prophet people to live with.
Everyone's ready? And Surah Hud, like Surah Yunus, all of them the same. There's Makkiyah, and it gives us a story of all the nation before us who denies the messenger. And what's the price? Allah destroyed them. The only difference between us and them, this Ummah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him the istighfar, to make istighfar, to ask Allah to forgive them. He gave us a tawbah, and he denied the torture of us. Whereas with all the Ummah, they have torture in this life and the after. This Ummah, the torture is delayed after Allah, after death. Now, inshallah, Surah Hud. Now, from 1 to 6, a very beautiful message. 1 to 6 is a very beautiful message. This is okay.
This is a book whose verses are indeclinable and distinct, which comes from one who is most wise and all-knowing. Proclaiming that you should worship none but Allah, verily I bring to you from him a message of warning and rejoicing, and that you should seek his forgiveness and turn towards him. He will bestow the best things of life on you for a time ordained, and favor those with blessings who are worthy of grace. But if you turn away, I fear the punishment of a terrible day for you. To Allah have you to go back, and he has power over everything. Look how they double up their breasts in order to hide from him. But when they cover themselves up with their garments, he knows what they hide and what they expose. Indeed, he knows the secrets of the heart. There is not a creature that moves on the earth whose nourishment is not provided by Allah, whose place of sojourning and depositing is not known to him. All things conform to a manifest law.
What we give, what we hear. What's the message coming in your heart?
You cannot hide what's inside, even what's invisible, you cannot hide it from Allah.
MashaAllah. What else? Go ahead.
Allah is the provider and sustainer of all creatures.
MashaAllah. What is due to me? Tell me what is to do to me.
That means that he is the provider and we do not worry about our...
Can you worry about your provision? Can you worry about your provision? Can you worry about tomorrow? Can you worry about your husband and wife? Can you worry about whom you will marry? Who will get married? When you will get married? When I get a baby, no baby. Can I look to other and compare? Can I look at other and wish? Can I do that? Tell me. Can I not be content? You see what happened in this verse, believe it or not. If I believe in Allah,
this verse enough to make me happy the rest of my life. Verse 6. If I see your face later on and you're not content, you do not believe in this Quran. Read it. If you complaining about a certain situation in your life, you don't believe in Quran. Really? Because I should be content at any given time. I could ask for advice, yes, but my faith should be happy. My faith should be content. Do you know I find out is a relationship between the faith, the heart, and your life. Anybody tell me how? I find people who are poor in the heart, their face is miserable. Their life is miserable and they never content. And whatever Allah gives them, they never see it. Whatever anybody gives them, they never thanks Allah. The only language you know them complain. Do you know what I mean? They are the most worst people Allah gave most. If you want Allah to hit you, be like them. I promise you, you are the most hated person by Allah. And I have many evidence about that. Allah hates the most the one ungrateful. Allah hates the most the one who is not grateful to Allah. Even if you are the ultimate sick person, even if you are poor, even if you have all this problem, your La ilaha illallah is more enough than the whole earth will not contain. And if you don't see it, you are dumb, you are blind, you do not know Allah. You are too far from Allah. Don't ever forget me. I see people today, the poverty is not in the bucket, the poverty is in the heart. If you see yourself as poor life and you have a problem, the problem in your heart. I read two books by two scholars, and two of them, they give a summary. And this summary they said, and you see it in a book called Our Love Revive, which all of you almost have. Anybody do not have this book? Anybody do not have this book, How Allah Revive? You do not have it? You sure? Okay, remind me, I give you one today. But if you take it and you do not live it, in the front of Allah, I said, Allah, I give you a book, and I will be witness to you or against you. Because we love to take, but we not do. And this book, the scholar said something so beautiful. He said, if you find a person, he has calamity over calamity, misery over misery, and he has a real problem, you have to know for a fact his problem is the heart. Why? Allah promised, you bring istighfar to me, you thanking me, you coming to me, I open for you a change condition. Allah promised to change condition. But why Allah will not change condition in your life if your heart is dirty? If you never change the status of your heart, Allah will never change the condition around you. If you see the condition around you is really tough, you have to know for a fact you have the problem. And take it from me, don't ever point finger. You are the problem, not the surrounding. And once you are changing your heart, Allah changes the condition around you completely. I promise you, because I believe in Allah. Take it from me and don't ever forget it. If you read Surah Hud in your own time, again, it will develop a beautiful feeling inside of your heart. Now let's go to 9 to 11. Corresponding, wait. Can you come in the front to the side by space of camera and make up your voice more? Or you prefer where you are, whatever. Okay, can you please, sister, move in here? Sit down. Now go ahead. 9 to 11.
If we allow men to enjoy our favors and then take them away from him, he becomes despondent and ungrateful. If we let him taste our favors after adversity, he says, misfortune has left me, and begins to brag and exult. Except those who endure with patience and do the right, who will have pardon and a great reward.
Do you hear this? It's very scary again. Be careful, please. Every time Allah gives us, we're happy. And once Allah takes us little from us, we get sad. And we become miserable. And not only that, let me tell you something scary. Our happiness, our misery, according to the status of material, not the status of iman, not the status of closeness to Allah. I should be happy when I'm close to Allah. I should be sad when I'm far away from Allah. It has nothing to do with material. If your happiness and your misery according to material, you are still blind. Today, if I have one foot in the refrigerator, I'm happy. Less food, I'm sad. If I'm gaining weight, I'm happy. I'm losing weight, I'm sad. Why would you do that? Happiness and sadness should be related to the amount of iman in my heart, to the good deed I'm doing, to how Allah opens for me. This is the style of a believer. You want to know who you are? Look how much happy you are. And content again. Wallahi, sister and brother, if you're not content with what is it, you will be dying tonight. Contentment, don't ever forget it. I never see a person poor without the poverty in the heart. I keep repeating over and over again. The poverty in the heart is not in your pocket. The ultimate poverty in the heart. I never forget this man in Mecca. He showed me the ultimate generosity. He's the one who's sitting this man. Sitting in the street. Every time he used to buy him dinner, he took it and gave it to poor people. And he never accepted. He said, "How I accept from you? You are my guest in Mecca." The Muslim man, if you calculate his own income in a whole day, maybe 100 riyal. You know what I mean, 100 riyal? 100 riyal meaning like $20. And in the meantime, to eat a nice meal, he gets a nice meal many times. Every meal he gets, I know for a fact, it was a crisis, 15 to 20 riyal. One-fifth of his budget for me. And every time I spend some time with him, he showered me with all kind of drink. If I talk to people, he gives me sweat for free, as a gift from me. Meaning when I sit down with him, I find out he's spending at least 56 riyal. Is this man, is a poor or rich? Rich, very rich. And look at us. Don't ever think poverty and rich with money. No, it has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with what you have. It's internal. And believe me, it reflects in your face. You want Allah to change your face? Change your heart. Allah change your face. You want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to people love you? Change your heart. Because Allah is the owner of life. He can distribute love the way He wants. Don't ever forget that. Now 15 and 16.
To those who desire the life of this world and its many allures, we shall pay them in full for their acts herein and will not withhold anything. Yet these are the people for whom there is nothing but fire in the world to come. Fruitless will be what they have fashioned, and whatever they have done will perish.
Is this enough for you? Is this complying with what we say on the road or not? Everybody get it? Everybody get it? Yes or no? Now, honest to Allah, are we seeking akhirah or are we seeking dunya? Huh? That's it. And Allah gives us dunya. If you different. And the moment you seek Akhirah, nothing in this dunya will matter to you. Up or down, it doesn't matter you. Children or not children, it will not bother you. I never forget, I have a daughter who's almost like 14 something days. And the day when I took her from the hospital, the nurse, they have a routine, they have to take you out completely to the front of the hospital. The wife and child with the paper, everything to the outside. I never forget what she said, her and a couple of people. They look at her and they tell me, enjoy her. You heard what she said? Enjoy her. Enjoy it. I said, astaghfirullah al-azim. Look at the way they think about the daughter. When you go to our store, what do they tell you? They serve the meat until you enjoy. When you go buy something, until you enjoy. Whatever you watch on TV, enjoy. Do you see what they're doing? Is our place to enjoy it? Or a trust? A big trust. Is our money to enjoy it? Is our health to enjoy it? Is our strength to enjoy it? You see the mentality? But if I develop the same mentality of the non-believer, what's the difference? Like what does Colin used to say? We are all human beings. What's the difference between a believer and disbeliever? He said, very simple. The believer, let's go for the disbeliever first. The non-believer or disbeliever, all his aim to enjoy his day. All his aim to enjoy his life. I want to enjoy my life. I want to enjoy my day. This dirty mentality. But that's why everyone tries to grab the maximum enjoyment of today, the maximum enjoyment of the week, the maximum enjoyment of life. I want to enjoy my life. If I'm 95 years old, I'm getting married. And I'm a plastic surgeon. Why? They want to enjoy. And the believer, the Muslim, supposed to be in this life, how to gain an affair, how to gain the pleasure of Allah. By this way, they running to enjoy, we running to please Allah. They running to spend for dunya, we running to sacrifice for akhirah. You see the difference? Their aim, their heart, their love, their devotion, how to gain the ultimate enjoyment. And our aim, our love, and our devotion, how to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, this is what supposed to be. But if they run into accumulate, and we run into accumulate. They want enjoy, we want enjoy. They misunderstand life, we misunderstand life. What's the difference? The scholar said, the difference is some ritual. Do you see it or no? The only difference between us and them now will become some ritual. Meaning, take the salah out, take the hijab out, what's the difference between me and them? There's no difference. Because the actually main difference between us and them is fundamental. It's not outside, it's inside. It's what my soul wants, what my heart wants, what my mind wants, what I'm aiming for. It's not outside, it's inside. That's why if we equal of them in thinking and desire, what's the difference? If our goal becomes the same, they compete in the stock market, we compete in the stock market. We want to accumulate money, zero, we want to accumulate money. What's the difference? We envy and jealous of each other, they envy and jealous of each other. What's the difference? And we call ourselves after that a Muslim. A Muslim is submitted and surrendered to Allah. It's not a talk. It's not to rak'ah salah. Salah is supposed to be a reflection of your status between you and your Lord. Fifty-two. Now, before we go to 52, you have to remember, before that, it was the story of Nuh alayhi salam again. Why Allah give this story of Nuh alayhi salam and Hud alayhi salam in the Surah Hud? Again, to emphasize the message. You know how long Nuh alayhi salam gave the message? How much?
900.
How much?
900.
No, 950. You forget the 50 system. He conveys the message 950 years. How many people embrace Islam? 9. None. Okay, 52.
O my people, beg Allah to forgive you and turn to Him in repentance. He will send down rain in torrents for you from the skies and give you added strength. So do not turn away from Him as sinners.
Please repeat it 2 times. This verse again. Listen to it carefully, all of you, all of us.
O my people, beg Allah to forgive you and turn to Him in repentance. He will send down rain in torrents for you from the skies and give you added strength. So do not turn away from Him as sinners. O my people, beg Allah to forgive you and turn to Him in repentance. He will send down rain in torrents for you from the skies and give you added strength. So do not turn away from Him as sinners.
Do you hear it? Is this not enough for us as a Muslim? You want strength? I'm not going to make stuff up. You want power? I'm not going to make stuff up. You want Allah to increase the bounty to you? Make stuff up. You want to be closer to Allah? Make stuff up. Istighfar is very powerful. What is istighfar? To ask Allah to forgive me. Because actually, all of us, our situation according to ourselves. Some people say, oh, I cannot commit sin. I'm not drinking. I'm not committing adultery. I'm not going gambling. I do not go to a nightclub. I'm a good Muslim. I have hijab. I have salah. I'm doing good deed. No, you can be the ultimate sinner who is called that. If you're not content in your heart, you are a sinner. If you're not happy with what Allah gives you, you are a sinner. If you're not pleased with Allah and you are happy with what Allah gives you, you are a sinner. If you feel somebody did mischief to you, you are a sinner. If you do not trust in Allah, you are a sinner. If you're not doing your duty as a person, as a Muslim, you are a sinner. That's why we're looking from a tiny drinking and we forget the whole picture. Because Islam is a status of the heart. It's not outside, it's inside. Don't ever forget that. Mark these verses. Mark it in your book. Mark it in your heart. Go read it. And read the verses before and after to really communicate with Allah and understand what He tells you. Now, by the will of Allah, we came to the ultimate message, I believe, for us to do. The ultimate message is 112 to 117. But I have to tell you something before we talk about it. Actually, make it 111. 111 to 117. But be very patient with me. What is it?
Five,
okay. Now let me give you something before we go through it. Do you remember what I'm telling you about all the mighty chapter? Do you remember what I'm telling you? Now look to verse 110. What happened to 110? It is the end of the story. Do you see it or not? 110 is the end of the story. After the end of the story, Allah give us, or give to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now the messages. Do you see it or no? Read it between you and yourself. Even read these verses until I change the tape. for example, from 100 to 110. And after that, from 111 to 117, you will see the huge difference. Is Mecca chapter. Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some stories. These stories of Messenger and Prophet is for us to see this people, this nation, group, or individual did such and such. Allah did such and such to them. And Allah gives them advice, if you do such and such, Allah left. And this for us also. In any given time, in any nation, in any group, in any individual. You want Allah to left, any condition, do exactly the messages. For example, in me, what Allah said, do istighfar, do tawbah, come to Allah. Allah will change condition. And after that, they see what will happen. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from 111 to 117, this now Allah finished the topic with the story. Meaning the main message is gone. Now this message from 111 to 117 went straight to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you understand the word? That's why from 111 to 117 is a message for every living Muslim. 111 to 117 is a message for every living Muslim. Let's go through it and see what is the message. Go ahead.
Surely Allah will reward everyone in accordance with his deeds. He is certainly aware of all they do. So you and those who turn to Allah with you should walk along the straight path, as you have been commanded, and do not transgress. For he verily sees whatsoever you do. Do not lean towards the wicked, or you will be caught in the flames of hell. And have none to befriend you other than Allah, nor will you be given help. Stand up for the service of prayer at the two ends of day and the first watch of night. Remember that good deeds nullify the bad. This is a reminder for those who are observant. Be steadfast, for verily Allah does not let the reward of those who are upright and do good to go waste. If only there had been men endued with virtue in the ages before you, who could preserve men from doing evil in the world, other than the few we saved from among them. Those who were wicked followed that which made them dissolute and became sinners. Your Lord would not surely destroy unjustly human habitations so long as the people are righteous.
By the way, the last word translated with the people is righteous is wrong. It was in Arabic Muslihun. And Muslihun meaning the one who are good to other, not Salihun. Because Salih means the one who is pious, the one who is good. But Muslihun, the one who do good to other, means the one who command what is right, forbid what is evil. Now let me give you my way of looking at these verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ended up all these stories by saying to all of us, to mankind, to remind them, remember your Lord, the one you want to meet, and he will take care about your affair by judging you according to what you did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing, is all seeing. Why Allah saying that? By this way you will not say, oh, but I have seen this hidden. It's no hidden with Allah. Don't try to do that. Now, right away now, the message is straight. فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ. Is steadfast the way you have been commanded. This is a message to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his ummah. But it's the first message. been commanded, and with those who are repentant and follow him. وَلَا تَظْهَرُ Don't be oppressor. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ He knows what you're doing. وَلَا تَرْكَرُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Don't be more cool. Don't get closer to those who are oppressor. Today, I'm going to this wedding. I'm going to these people. I'm going to my friend. I'm sitting in front of the TV. What are you doing? You're doing more cool. You're getting closer to those who oppress themselves. What Allah did you? فَتَبَسَّكُمُ اللَّهِ The hellfire will touch you. Meaning Allah is warning us, if you get closer to the people in the wrong path, we will be affected. Allah didn't mean, I will be affected, get away. You can reduce it fast if you do so. Don't blame TV, don't blame your friend, don't blame the condition, don't blame your community, don't blame nobody. Allah tell you, get away, stay fast with me. And you will not have any guardian after that. Do you see it or no? We become so weak. Why we are weak? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not our body anymore. Allah is not our body anymore. Allah does not give us respect anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us dignity anymore. Why? Because we are getting away. Do you see it or no? It's a very clear, Allah is very clear. I consider this four or five verses is enough if you have a heart. And after that, what Allah said, ثُمَّ لَا تَنْصَرُونَ Allah will not give you victory. Imagine, Allah said, you will not gain victory. Do you remember, sister, who was talking yesterday when he told me about the bombing and all this, and suicide bombing? What I tell you? I tell you, is we have istiqamah? Is we are a Muslim? Because if we are a Muslim, if we do our job, this not going to be our condition. Do you know what? The whole Ummah of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they need this verse, always this verse. Allah tell you, I will not give you victory until you do this. It's very clear now. Very simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very simple in His own way. After what He warned us about, He gave us His recommendation. Today we have a meeting, huge meeting after meeting, meeting after meeting, what we can do, what we have to do. Very simple. Go to Quran, Allah tell you exactly what you have to do. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He said, وَأَقِمْ السَّلَاةِ Make salah. تَرَفَيْنَ مَنَا وَزُفَّنُ مُنْدَيْنِ Make salah. Early in the day until the end of night. إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ مِنْتَ سَيِّئَةِ Good deed will vanish and destroy and all the bad deed. ذَلِكَ الْذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ This is a reminder not to anyone. Listen carefully now. Is anyone among us can do that? Is everyone of us going to receive the message today? No. ذَلِكَ الْذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ This is a reminder of all. Remember Allah. If you remember Allah, this will benefit you. If you don't remember Allah, this verse will not benefit you. I saw it. You can look at me. Don't worry about me. If you remember Allah, this verse will affect you. If you do not remember Allah, this verse will not affect you. Because Allah said so. Do you see it, Sister Samina? Those Samina, do you see it? It's not into anyone. Now the message of Allah was those. Now, after that, right away, what's better? Be patient. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ Be patient, Allah will not, you know, give you the good deed you owe a Allah will never miss any good deed you have. Any goodness you do, Allah will never miss it. Allah can put it as a witness. Now the warning now. فَلَوْلَا كَانَ الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ أُولُوا بَقِيَّةٍ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْفَسَادِ And if the people before you and the nation before you, they do not have a small amount of people, doing exactly what we're doing. Commanding people of righteousness. Asking people to be good. Asking people to stop mischief. إِنَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا أَنْجَيْنَا مِنْهُمْ. Who Allah will give najat? Who Allah will save? Those who go with deed. Those who command what is right. By this way, again, who Allah saved in the time of torture? Not the righteous one, not the pious one. You cannot be good today. You cannot. If you think you will be good, and you worry about your daughter and son, you will be good and will be saved, you are blind. Today, no Muslim will be saved except if you are working for Allah. You have to be invited by any way possible. You have to aim to be good. You have to aim to spread goodness. You have to. You must. And what Allah said, وَاتَّبَعَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَا أُتْرِفُوا فِيهِ. And those who are closer to the straight people, what Allah called them, ظَلَمُوا. Those who are in the straight path, they are oppressor. And those who are follow them, those who are close to them, كانوا مجرمين. They are oppressor. They are mujrim. By this way today, if I go to here, if I go to there, if I follow everybody, and I do not follow Allah, I'm a mujrim. I'm oppressor. Allah called me oppressor. I'm not a Muslim anymore. Don't follow another and think you are clear, or you think I'm weak. Don't ever say that. Now, the final message. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ يَوْمِيَكُمْ قُرَبْ بِظُلْمٍ وَأَهْلُوَ مُصْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not torture any village and their people is مُصْلَح. And مُصْلَح meaning the one who do good, spread good. You have to be in a state of conveying, propagating the message. This is what meaning مُصْلَح. Meaning you are good to yourself, good to others. Now please read 118 to 123, but 123 repeat a few times. This is not final now.
But if Allah had pleased, He could have made all human beings into one community of belief, but they would still have differed from one another, except for those on whom Allah had mercy, for which He had created them, but fulfilled shall be the word of Allah. I will fill up hell with jinns and men. The histories of apostles that we relate to you are meant to strengthen your heart. Through them has the truth come to you and guidance and reminder to those who believe. Say to the infidels, act as best you can, we are acting too. And wait for what is to come. We are also waiting to see. To Allah belong the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and all things will go back to Him. So worship Him and put your trust in Him. Allah is not heedless of what you do.
What do you think about the ending? Well, tell me, what do you think about the ending? Allah composed. So beautiful. So beautiful. Is this not enough for us as a Muslim today? And we keep talking about all this ideology and philosophy. Is this not enough for us? Tell me if anybody can come with a better advice for us than Allah. Tell me. Is this not enough? But again, Allah said, this is the truth and a guidance and a wisdom and a reminder to the believer. Again, a reminder to the believer. If this will not be a reminder to us, what else? And Allah said, do. I'm watching. Let them do, and you do. And be patient. And wait, they will wait. And Allah ended so beautifully. Allah has the all unseen knowledge of the earth and the sky. وَإِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُ الْأَمْرُ All action coming toward Allah belongs to Allah. If I know everything belongs to Allah, what else do I have to worry about? فَعْبُدُهُ Worship Him. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ Rely on Allah. You see, it's translated trust in Allah. No, it's rely on Allah. And he's not a trust, it's a rely. Because tawakkul is rely on Allah. It's not only a trust, rely on Allah. Rely, have faith, trust it all together, it will give you tawakkul. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not absence of what you're doing. Tell me, is this not enough for us? Is this to not give us the remedy where we're going? What are we supposed to do? Be patient. Is it fast with Allah? Do your prayer. Connect your heart to Allah. Rely on Allah. Trust in Allah. Have faith in Allah. Believe in Allah. Don't worry about the unseen. Don't worry about what others are doing. You worry about what Allah wants from you. Finish. Do you see the message? Is this Brother Ahmed's message? Is this his interpretation? Is this understanding? I'm not doing tafsir. I'm in your need. I'm not doing anything. But if Allah opens our eyes to see, you will see the message over and over again. Come to me, come to me, come to me. And Allah give us many examples about the people before us. Why? To come to me, be patient, worship me, trust me, try to rely on me. Believe me, 5 years ago I said, I'm not going to stop this message until I die. Because no any message can be good for us unless we believe in Allah. And we're too far from believing in Allah. We're too far from believing in Allah. If you believe in Allah, you have no worry. If you believe in Allah, you have no trust except in Allah. You have no reliance except in Allah. And you are always in contentment. Don't ever forget me. Contentment. Contentment is a secret. Contentment is a secret. If Allah put it in your heart, you die. And if Allah will torture you, He takes a contentment away from you. I used to go to the airport and look. Everybody worrying about his luggage. Everybody worrying about his going. And if I was traveling back and forth and your face is dark, it's black. But I'm black in the skin, black in the heart. I can see the face is dark. They are no contented. They are no happy. And all they worry about the luggage. And they fighting each other for the luggage, for a seat. And somebody hit me. I said, how miserable we are. All this mischief for a luggage. All this mischief for a trip in the protected hour. Did we ever do the same for our trip to the hereafter? Do you know what we're doing, all of us? Each one of us keep filling his own luggage. Don't ever forget me. Each one of us filling your own luggage. And his own luggage. And once you die, the angel of death come and tell you, come, take your luggage with you. This is the one you fill it. Come! And once you enter the grave, now the custom, the immigration custom of Allah, they will open your luggage and tell you, now, let's see what you have. What you coming with? Show me your luggage. And don't ever can tell them, excuse me, somebody put the wrong stuff in here. No. Nobody put the wrong stuff in your luggage. The scanner of Allah is scanned only what belongs to you. This is why do yourself a favor. Don't blame nobody. Stop it. Don't blame your husband. Don't blame your kids. Don't blame the government. Don't blame the country. Don't blame the money. Don't blame anybody except yourself. And if you are a youth, wake up before it's too late. You want to be a chicken without head? Go ahead. You want to be a money girl or not a money baby, whatever, baby boy? Go ahead. And you, sister, please organize your time. Don't blame anybody. Your kids is belong to you. You not belong to your kids. You are the teacher. You are supposed to be the master of the house, not your kids make you running like chicken without a head. No! Each kid should know exactly what to do. Each kid exactly have a task to do. Even if 3 years old, 4 years old, everybody, we have to have a principal. Because if you have a principal, an organization in your house, you know what you have? You have time. And if you have time, you can accomplish anything. If you have no time, meaning you are by God. Meaning you're not having any discipline. Meaning you're loving your kids too much. Sister, you want to go? Go, please. You look into the clock, you keep laughing. You want to do something? Go. Yes, you. Yeah, please. I said before, anybody come here, sit and listen. Don't worry about the clock, don't worry about the other. Focus. This is for you. Unless you believe you're mashallah, go. You are mashallah, you are a perfect girl. Nobody better than you. Go. This is here for those who want to learn, who want to be developed. And believe when you go on, ask yourself, what goes on? How many hours I have for reading? How many hours I have for watching? And if you don't do anything, why? Ask yourself why. You will find out you're slave to condition. Why you slave to condition? Why you Allah? Ask Allah, Allah, change my condition. Organize your kids. If you're not sure how to organize it, don't worry about it. Bring in all your questions, all the misunderstanding in the house. Bring it. And we talk about it, and I will give you my recommendation. Because the last treatment, we have to save our time. You, when you cook, cook the fastest meal you can. The fastest meal you can cook it. Not what you like, the fastest. Learn how to cook fast. Do everything organized and clean. That's where you save your time. Your time is your life. And don't blame nobody. And if you do not know how, we can talk about it and we organize it. Okay, inshallah? If you have time, inshallah, we talk tomorrow about, tomorrow is Friday. Inshallah, by next week, we go to Surah Yusuf and Surah Al-Ra'd. Please be ready. Say it again. Inshallah. Yeah. Okay, inshallah. And inshallah, Sister Samina, she has a meeting in our house Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. Anybody interested for Allah to come, for Allah to see what we can do, you're more than welcome. But only one, the honest one who want to do, not talk. It's not a meeting for talking. I know some of you who are mentioned to you, he's out to talk, but no action. If you love to talk, don't come. If you love to talk and making nonsense and just complaining, don't come. If you want to do something or you're planning to do something in your life, you make more than welcome. Wallahu a'lam. Go ahead. No, your family. But not limited kids. Kids who want to come, more than welcome. Kids who do not want to come, do not want to listen, don't bring them. Don't push. Don't push nobody. Stop pushing. No. You want to push, push yourself first. Any question, any concern? Okay, so that is all right. Go ahead. Okay, go ahead.
108? Yes.
107, 108. Which is what?
Food?
Okay.
If you do that, you surely need the help fire unless Allah accepts as thy Lord will. He decides.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, what's the question?
As long as I said as
okay.
Does that mean that if you attain paradise?
Say it again?
If you get into paradise, does that mean he can still take it away from us?
No. But according to scholars, the big topic, the big topic, when Allah said, Masha'Allah, don't forget, according to some scholars, even Jannah, it has infinity to some masha'Allah. Some people say infinity, some people say infinity to a certain time. Allah knows. Okay? Now, I believe today, when you come into a topic like that, leave it. Why? This will go to a different interpretation by different people. You worry about what you're doing. Don't worry about his own judgment. What he will do, we do not know. Worry about how to please Allah, how to gain the mercy of Allah. What he will do, I do not know. We can talk and talk and talk and interpretation, but do we really know? No. Get away from judgment. Okay? The time of Salat Zuhr. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك اللهم صل على حبيبنا المصطفى صلاه تكون اخذك بها نورا وتكون لنا والمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا مسرورا وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا اكسبت اور ميتنج يا الله only for your pleasure يا الله to give you mercy يا الله and oh Allah give us blessing in our meeting and give us blessing in our time and make us blessing by you يا الله oh Allah make us blessed by you wherever we go, and oh Allah, give us life in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. Give us life in this life and hereafter, Ya Allah. And oh Allah, accept us, Ya Allah, and accept all our good deeds, and forgive us from all our bad deeds and our bad sins, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. Accept us to spread Islam, Ya Allah, by your pleasure, Ya Allah, and the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanaka rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamu ala mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. سبحان الله وبحمده اشهد ان لا اله الا الله استغفر الله العظيم. I will do istidraj. What is istidraj? Istidraj when Allah plot and plan against us. When Allah give us and we think what He give us is good. Now, if what we have is good, how we know what we have is good or what we have is a calamity and istidraj from Allah? This is scholar, one person asking this question. And actually he wrote a book about it. If what Allah give me from beauty, from intellect, from money, from status, from anything, how I know what I have is for me or against me? Anybody know? If what you have, you use it for Allah, this meaning what He give you is for Allah, is a gift. And if what you have, it make you away from Allah, is istidraj, meaning Allah make you. If you look at us today as a Muslim, more money, more money, more business, more money, more money, more business, and we think, mashallah, you're good. No, we're not good. If you are good, meaning your iman is elevated, your worship is elevated, your connection with Allah is elevated, your good deed is elevated, and your heart is devoted to Allah. If you do so, meaning Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, what you have is a gift. Now let's go to hear from these many messages. Do you see what Allah said in the beginning? He said about the people of Hanfar. Who's the people of Hanfar? He said, these people and jinn, the one who have heart, but cannot comprehend. Do you see the first quality? Not the mind. You see what Allah told? Not the mind. He said the heart cannot comprehend. My dear brother and sister, understand, believe me. Today we so cold. We become so cold. A Muslim should not be cold. A Muslim should not be cold. If you're cold, meaning you're dead. And if you're dead, you are among those. Is this not scary? Allah said, those are one, he belonged to him fire. Their heart is dead, their heart is blind, and their eyes can see my sign. They can see, Z cannot be here. Is this not scary? How many of us recite Quran, have Quran or Murabah, come in session after session, but we do not get it? What it means? If my action is not different, if my heart is not different, if my thinking is not different, if my soul is not different, I am sick, I am dead, and this is scary. Wallahi, it's scary. Do you know what this color? This color I wrote a regular from him. Do you know this color showing up? He would call me crazy. Do you know why? He said, if you are giving door to a dead demon, run away. You cannot do it. You have to run because he will be contagious to you. Staying with dead people will be contagious. He said they need only Allah to give you tawbah or a message of a prophet who speaks into dua. That's it. But nobody can give him tawbah. And believe it or not, a lot of scholars believe so. A lot of good scholars believe so, and they will not go down. They sit in and cry, and that's it. Because they believe we are not ready to hear. But I believe different belief. I believe I have to try. But the problem is, after I try and after you listen, what are you going to do? This is not a session, just like a Sunday or Saturday school. No. This is a wake up call. Every word you hear from me, you are in trouble. I swear by Allah, each one of us in trouble. You are in big, deep trouble. Young or old. Because now you are receiving the message the way it is. Now what are you going to do? You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to be a listener. Allah, He wants us to be a doer. And the doer, you have to start from your heart. You start having hate in yourself. And asking Allah, Allah, change me, Allah. Make me the way you like, Allah. Cry to Allah. Calling Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those are worse than animals, worse than cattle,